Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of this very long and beautiful spiritual journey. Today, we're going to talk about the act that you should have on your soul purpose. Small steps, big impact. Now, discovering your soul purpose is beautiful. It's a beautiful journey. It's a very eye-opening experience and life-changing. But if discovery stops at discovery, it only stays an idea. It's like opening the door to a new house, opening the door to a new world, and just staying at the door, just visualizing everything. That's not the idea, right? You need to go inside. You need to explore. You need to take steps, right? And each step, as I said, small steps, big impact. Each step will have life-changing impacts on you. Your purpose needs to be expressed. You can know why your soul came here, but if you don't live it, if you don't experience it, if you don't work, if you don't open new experiences, that truth will forever remain unrealized. So, you know, the question pops up, how do we move from knowing to doing? Now, how do you live? How do you go to doing? Now, the core factor that allows you to live your soul purpose is the faith you should have in yourself, the faith in yourself. It is self-belief. It is healing your wounds, taking the time to know yourself, to heal yourself, to understand your past, and to work on it. And then when you're healed, when you're on top, when you know yourself, when there are no unknown places, no unknown experiences, you gain self-belief. You gain the courage to step up in front. You gain the belief necessary. Now, where does this self-belief come from? As I said before, healing yourself, your wounds, your traumas, and then gaining inner peace. And from there, you accept yourself and you gain the courage to step up in front. It is like building a robot, building a, let's say, an empire, a business, you know, an idea, and then putting it on front, being confident with something you've built, something you've worked on. So when you've healed enough, when you accept who you are, you naturally build the courage and confidence to act in alignment with your soul purpose, with your purpose. Now, most people tend to forget another thing. It is being in peace with other matters. You're never alone in this world. It is something a lot of people tend to forget. You're not operating in isolation. You know, humans are social beings. If you're at peace with your community, with the people around you, no matter how big the difference or are learning how to be, it will always give you strength. It will always open doors. It will always soothe things, make it easier for you. So don't fall into the trap of thinking, no one will get this, no one understands me, no one will support me. Because you will always find people, if not equal to you, they will stand by your side and they will support you. So you are never in isolation. You are never alone. Keep that in mind. You will always have supporters, protection, and people around you. And this factor gives you strength, social strength. It even makes your soul purpose stronger and gives you another level of courage to go up in front and express yourself. Now, before I step into willpower and explain what willpower is, I want to give a quick but important distinction about courage from arrogance. Courage and arrogance are not the same. You can have courage, step up in front, help someone, say no to someone, or you can be arrogant. Now I'm going to explain what these two are and the differences they have. Courage grows from knowing your strengths and choosing actions that match them. For example, when a car breaks down, the person who knows about engines steps forward to fix it. Nobody has to ask him if he knows about engines, if he knows how to fix the car. No, he saw something, he saw an opportunity to manifest his skill into it and to help fix the car. That's courage. That is stepping up in front when no one asked, but when everyone needed you. But arrogance is different. It is when the one who doesn't, but insists they can do it anyway, step up in front. People who don't know anything about engines. For example, I'm gonna use the same story. A car breaks down, and the person who doesn't know anything about engines steps up. He says, "I know I can do it. Don't worry, trust me. I know everything about engines." They insist they can do it, but they cause more harm. So this is why I want to give a heads up to anyone listening to this podcast, to this episode. Know your strengths and act from them. Every person has their own strengths, their own capabilities. So you don't have to push yourself into an area you're not good at, right? When your help is needed, it will form right in front of you and you will step up in front. But when it doesn't, when something doesn't need your help, stay back and watch it happen. Because in the end, everything goes well and everything gets fixed. Now, let's get into the other essential, which I mentioned earlier, willpower. So willpower is completely different when you've done the inner work. If you've healed, like I said before, and built self-trust, your perseverance becomes sustainable. What does that mean? It means you will never go up and down, up and down, up and down. Your power, your self-trust, and your confidence will stay at one level, and it will go higher and then stay at the same level, then higher and stay at the same level. So you will never have urges of excitement, of, you know, confidence boost. No, there's a huge difference between starting from excitement and starting from alignment. Before you go on the trip, if you pack your things, you know the journey, you know how to do everything, you know, you've planned everything, you've counted the days, you've done the math, and you go in front, you're confident and you trust yourself because you know exactly what you're doing. But there are people who wake up and they say, "I'm so excited, I saw this place, you know, my friends told me about it, I want to go there right now." So they just pack some things, you know, they make quick decisions and they just start. That is called excitement, and excitement eventually fades away. That is why before you begin, you must have alignment with your soul purpose. Coming from healed, steady inner work lasts. You need to know exactly what you're doing, because when you open a door to the unknown, it is very dangerous when you go into the dark without a torch. So always keep your head up. Don't be arrogant. Don't think, you know, "Oh, of course, everything goes well." Everything goes well when you have self-trust, that is right. But it also goes well when you know exactly what you're doing and you know you plan everything. Now, I want to go back for a second to the very beginning of this episode, to the very title. Small steps, big impacts. Take action step by step. Living your soul purpose doesn't mean giant leaps. It doesn't mean beginning and then, you know, going straight to level 5, then going straight to level 20, phase 10, phase 30, you know. It doesn't work like that. It is taking small, consistent, and meaningful steps. Big wins are the result of many small wins, stacked over time, stacked, you know, again and again and again. If you want 100, you gotta start with 1, and then start with 2, and then start with 3. You build capacity, you celebrate small wins, but you keep consistency, and you keep the wins meaningful. And each step eventually expands your ability to do the next. So you start slow, then it goes fast, then it goes very fast, and then you skyrocket into success and into living your soul purpose. So when you take steps, you gain experience. You learn to read the road, to slow down for the curve, or you know, to speed up on the straight. You can't know these things on the sideline. That is why it's very important to take small steps. Get on the bike, start pedaling, and then you go fast. It all happens naturally. Now, just to end this mind-opening episode, I want to tell you the things you might experience. I want to give you, you know, just a light, just to tell you, hey man, this is what you're going to experience. Facing fear will always come with critics. Fear will always be present. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter what level of success you may reach in your life, fear will always be like a shadow. Wherever you go, people will always judge, and that's completely fine. The poorest man, which is in your area, gets judged. He also suffers from fear. But if you go to the most powerful, the most richest man in the whole world, you will see the exact same thing. Judgment and fear inside him. So it's completely fine, and it does not determine the truth of your soul purpose. Decide for yourself whether you'll let the fear of judgment stop you. If your conscience and heart say do it, then do it. And if you fall, you'll have to grow, and you'll have grown and learned something important, and you'll get back up again. You'll get back up again, and you'll go in front, and you'll keep falling and getting back up until you're bigger than the fall. And the only way left to go is in front. That is why you must be original and express your unique soul expression. No matter who you are, you will be judged. So authenticity always wins. You express yourself, your uniqueness, who you are. You don't copy. Being who you are is your greatest asset, your uniqueness. You know, people are drawn to originals. Those who show their voice, their style, their truth. You know, there are many famous authors that, you know, for example, when you read a book and you read the style of the writing, you know, the English, you know exactly which author it is because it's original. It's, you know, it's not copied anywhere. It's just from one person. It's authenticity that always gets to the heart of the person, and it's authenticity that always stays in the mind of the person. So invest in cultivating your craft, practice your voice, refine your message, invest time in skill building. That investment in yourself pays the highest dividends. And it turns you not only into the greatest version you can ever become, but it brings your soul up with yourself. And you'll find yourself in the highest level of not only success, but peace. So my final message is keep steady and stay persistent. Being consistent matters more than perfection, because perfection comes from experience, and experience comes from consistency. Some days will bring 80% of your energy, some days 30%, and that's completely okay. Don't make your worth conditional on a single day's output. Keep moving, keep going in front, you know. Make a plan, take steady action, and make space for your own recovery and rest. That is what creates success. And then eventually, you'll reach a point in your life where you sit down and you think, wow, I have manifested my soul's purpose into my life, and I am living. I am living my soul's purpose. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget, now that the summer is over, a lot of more episodes will be published and be made, so stay tuned. And keep in mind, nothing is said in this podcast but the truth.